Pitch It is 6 years running. It's really the only program or competition of its kind in our industry right now. It's been rapidly becoming the fastest growing and largest competition in our industry as well. Things to think about here is the fact that we're looking for the best of the best of the innovation startups, right? They are able to work within our ecosystem. They're able to mainly support the MSPs, TSPs, whatever you may call yourself, MSSPs, it doesn't matter. All walks of life are part of this. It's amazing to see this because we're seeing vendors that are cybersecurity to QBRs to alerting notifications to AI. So it literally, if you're an MSP looking for new products to do your stack alignment, you're looking for the right vendors to talk to, you need to be watching these guys talk, you're watching podcasts, listen to podcasts and watching videos like the ones that we're going to be talking about here with David and Danny. So look forward to seeing it. And also if you have a chance to make that to IT Nation Secure and Connect, you're going to see these vendors there live. But make sure you mark it on your calendar to be at IT Nation Connect in November to see the finalists pitch live on stage in front of hopefully 2,000 to 3,000 people watching them.
Welcome to the Twins Talk It Up podcast, where my identical twin brother and I share our thoughts and provide solutions for executives and professionals who want to become masters of speaking and communicating so that they can maximize their influence and impact. Yes, we are identical twins who happen to also be public speakers, executive coaches, and sales leaders. Our company, DSB Leadership Group, focuses on equipping leaders who want to speak with confidence and authority, all while using their authentic voice. Here on the Twins Talk It Up podcast, we present topics about communication and leadership from our perspective as individuals and as twins. Welcome to the Twins Talk It Up podcast. This is Danny, and we're really excited about having Sean Lardo here. He's the head evangelist. He's a true voice of the partner community and a channel champion. So when you think about who's going to be at every single event, who's going to be there for the MSPs? Well, this is going to be your person, Sean Lardo. And when we think about IT Nation, it's a global community for these MSPs of peers, thought leaders, experts dedicated to doing what? Pushing you and the industry to more newer heights. Between conferences, in-depth product training, community-based events that he leads, you're never going to want to miss the opportunity to engage with your fellow peers at IT Nation events. Together we rise. Together we grow, and together we make our clients secure. Sean, welcome back. How have you been?
Doing great, Danny. Thanks for having me. And it's funny you said about being at events. I'm actually at an event right now. So I'm recording from a hotel room right now. Gonna be going out on the showroom floor shortly here. Actually, immediately after this call, I have to go down to the showroom floor to get on a panel discussion on stage. So yes, I'm gonna be going from this to that. But things are great, man. Long time no talk for us. I haven't seen you guys since IT Nation.
Well, Sean, this is David. We're glad to be able to have you back. We're glad to talk about our partnership, to talk about the work that you're doing there. We are excited because these vendors, these incredibly talented startups are going to get a community. I'm not just talking about one partner, two partners. We're talking about an entire community to support their vision to grow their company. So we're thrilled by the partnership, Sean. Can you tell us a little bit about this annual IT Pitch Accelerator competition, the program that's going to take place at IT Nation? Tell us about what participants can expect if they're selected to be a part of this program.
Absolutely. So, and yes, David, it's always good seeing you too, especially considering you're such a fan of the city of Pittsburgh, as you should be. I mean, that makes you the better of the twins as far as I'm concerned. Pitch It, here's what to expect. First off, like I mentioned before, or what people should know about this in general is the fact that this is a Shark Tank like competition. This is looking for the best of the best of the innovators, right? That really are here to support the same mission we are, which is to help the MSPs with their businesses, right? Whether your product or your solution is for an internal application to improve their own processes internally, or if it's a product that they're going to look to resell to their end users, it doesn't matter. And again, whether it's a cybersecurity product or it's a QBR product or anything in between, it doesn't matter. If you look at and what is this is about and what this has turned into is every startup struggles with various things. Like you can't point out what one thing is, right? Because everybody's skill sets are different, everybody's resources are different, everybody's the way they approach things are different. We know that. So what we did was we recreated this into a this not just a competition, but also an accelerated incubator program. You know, where anybody that's we're looking to have 26 vendors in again this year, as we did last year, right? And these 26 vendors, they're going to go through an accelerated incubator program over 16 weeks. And during that time, the three major pillars that we focus on, one is education, right? So what I mean by education, I don't know what you know. I'm not sure what you're good at. I'm not here to figure that out. So instead, we give you a very well-diversed approach to education. We bring in Cameo coaches that are, and actually my shameless plug for David, that David, I've asked again, we've asked you to be one of our Cameo coaches again, especially for public speaking, because you are really good at it. And by the way, if anybody's watched, listen to this, they wrote a book about it. You should probably check it out because I have it. And so the point though is exactly to it's a great book. It's actually an easy read. So I really appreciate that because I don't like take really big books because I lose interest. ADHD for days. However, we bring these Cameo coaches on. They are practitioners in their space of what their discipline is, and that's what they're teaching on. Just like David's going to do public speaking Cameo coach session. So every week we're having this, whether it's mergers and acquisitions, product marketing, messaging, social media, development, road mapping, that every single week we have this going on with a different Cameo coach. And we have some big names in the space that are doing these Cameo coaching, from Jay McBain to Michelle McBain to Heather Margolis to whoever. We have Arlen Sorensen. These are big names in the industry. So these are people that know what they're doing. So it's not just some random MBA person that read a book on this and is given a class. That's one piece. So education is a huge part, is one of the huge pillars for us. Another pillar is getting people used to and talking to people about what they do. Getting them to, because one big failure of most businesses is they don't know how to position themselves or to have the right messaging. They could have the greatest product ever made or solution ever made. It's irrelevant because they can't convey the message, right? So we focus on how to curate their messaging and work on things. And last but not least, it's really about them having the ability to have more awareness in the space so they can actually grow. Because the one thing IT Nation is looking for is vendors with staying power. You can't have staying power if you're out of business. If it's grand opening, grand closing, it doesn't matter. It's gone. So we have to, so we are investing in this. And actually, and this is a shout out for you too as well. Like you guys help to invest in this as well. And we really appreciate that because you're helping with these, you're helping us spread the message now. If the program grows, the vendors grow. If the vendors grow, the MSPs benefit anyway, because then the vendors are around for long term and they can actually shop them and use them in their tech stack. So, you know, all in all though, this accelerator incubator program is 16 weeks. These 26 vendors are going to be competing at the end of that 16 weeks. And they're going to be competing to become one of the three finalists. Those three finalists will be pitching live on stage at IT Nation Connect in November for the grand prize of $70,000. So it's a pretty exciting thing. I mean, I get excited.
Well, first of all, I have to say, this is Danny, that I need to sign up myself. That I heard there's cash prizes, right? So when we think about pitch at IT competition, and we know that it's a grueling 16 weeks, but it's really about growing your brand, integrating with ConnectWise, integrating with the rest of the peers that are there. It sounds very amazing. So what's new for this 2024 pitch at IT competition? And is there a cost for these organizations to apply? And what does it look like?
We'll be right back after this short break. I am delighted to announce that App Meetup's customers can now benefit from the presentation and speaking training courses with our integration and partnership with DSB Leadership Group. DSB Leadership Group is committed to providing training and resources to support professionals becoming more effective communicators and increase their impact and value. And that is the reason why App Meetup and DSB Leadership Group have formed a partnership to make sure that our MSPs, which is you, can be effective and powerful speakers in the community. Whether you are hosting a major conference, a specialized training, or a year-end corporate event, finding the right keynote speaker or breakout speaker should be at the top of your priority list. Partner with Elite Speaker Services to book speakers according to your specifications and needs. Elite Speaker Services has the depth of speakers and the experience to bring you peace of mind and a successful event. Go to elitespeakerservices.com for all your event needs. Let us deliver the message your audience needs to hear. Let us deliver beyond your expectations. Are you someone who dreads public speaking? Does the mere thought of getting up in front of a crowd make you break out in a cold sweat? Well, fear no further, because there's a solution that can help you overcome your fear and master the art of public speaking. Introducing our book, Talk It Up, A Guide to Successful Public Speaking. This comprehensive guide is perfect for anyone of any age in any profession if they want to improve their public speaking skills. Whether it's for a work presentation, a conference, a job interview, giving a toast at a wedding, or even a TED Talk. With Talk It Up, you'll learn how to craft and deliver a powerful speech that engages your audience and leaves a lasting impression. You'll discover techniques for controlling your nerves, protecting your idea, projecting your voice, using your body language, all to keep your audience engaged. Plus, you get tips on everything from creating an outline to using visual aids to managing a Q&A session. Imagine being able to speak confidently and being able to captivate your audience. With Talk It Up, you can become a skilled public speaker in no time. And the best part, it's available on Amazon. So you can start reading today and take your first steps to become a confident public speaker. Don't let your fear of public speaking hold you back any longer. Order your copy of Talk It Up today and start speaking with confidence. Thank you for listening to the Twins Talk It Up podcast. As a special thank you, we have an amazing offer for our listeners. 20% off products or services on our website. Just send us an email with the subject line podcast, and we will send you that special discount code at dsbleadershipgroup.com. And now, let's get back to the episode. Welcome back to Twins Talk It Up podcast.
So first, it costs zero for them to be involved in the competition. Okay. And I want every person that listens to this to really think about this for a second. The cost is going to be your investment of time. Okay. But you know what? If you can't invest the time into something like this, you're probably not going to grow anyway, because that means you totally put growth as not a priority to you. And you shouldn't be in this competition anyway at that point. So if you want a way to sort of fast track yourself into this and to get education and to network with people in the industry that are the people that have done it, this is the program for you to be part of. Again, $0 cost, more investment in time. Okay. Now, as far as what to expect and what's different for this year, we noticed over the last couple of years, I mean, this program has grown exponentially over the last few years. This competition went from, you know, a few people being involved, you know, where there were 30 or 40 people watching, that are actually watching the finals, to you guys were there. You guys saw last year, there were over 600 or 700 people in that room, right? So it's become a premier event within the event, which is great, right? The other thing that we saw as a result of this was we started seeing a lot more international businesses coming to us. So where we were predominantly North American companies that were competing in this, last year we had a company from Israel, we had a company from Istanbul, one from Canada, one from Australia, one from New Zealand, and then the US itself. So we're seeing this global sprawl take place, which is great. The presence is growing. And the fact of the matter is, as a result of that, IT Nation has made a point to say, holy hell, we better do something about this international piece, right? Like, and for those that are in the space and been around for a long time, we know that the North American market is mature.
Yeah.
And we know that the European nation itself, whether it's the UK or Germany or whatever, take your pick, is not as mature. They're getting there. We made a conscious effort to start to promote them within those areas over there as well to help them grow, especially the vendors. We want them to be successful. It's important to us.
Sean, this is David, and it's exciting to hear about the growth of the program, the impact that it's making. And now the emphasis to say, look, we got to go beyond America. We got to make sure we're including incredible startups all around the world. I want to ask you to kind of give for our listening audience out there, many of them are going to be familiar with Pitch IT and the program that you guys have put together, but there'll be some that aren't. Talk about a success story from perhaps the last year or two that might be relevant for our listening audience out there that might be thinking to themselves, hey, I want to be a part of this. I love to hear that type of story. So share a story or two for our listening audience here, Sean.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I can give you numerous stories, really. But A good friend of mine wrote from CJ Fairfield from CRN Magazine wrote an article on last year's finalists because it was so in your face successful. You had no choice. You couldn't ignore the fact of it, you know. And the article itself, and this is what all I did was I introduced her to the finalists. I said, "Go interview, ask them what you want to ask them. I don't care what you ask them. Talk about how their experiences were." Because I wanted their honest opinion of everything. I find it to be genuine and unique when people just, if I ask you, "Hey, how are you today?" with nobody around, you're gonna tell me exactly how you are, right? If I ask you in front of your parents, you might be a little different because you've got to maintain a certain level of etiquette because your dad's right there and he's gonna probably frown upon you if you start complaining, right? However, you know, it's a raw response. And what she found, and she put out the article from CRN Magazine, it was a really good article, but you know, the fact of the matter is there's a couple of things. Personally, each one of these vendors were able to find their way in this ecosystem of IT Nation, in this community. They figured out a way to actually navigate it better, to have sustainable growth. And that's the difference, sustainable growth, not fly by night. I did well, we got excited, did a ton of business, but now we're done. No, sustainable, scalable growth. Two, if you guys have a chance to see the article, collectively, they generate over $3 million AR. That's a big deal for a startup company. Three startup companies from a competition where they went from May until November at IT Nation Connect, realized $3 million in ARR. How many startup companies do that in that short span of time? Now, I cannot give Pitchit all the credit, right? It took them to invest, to buy in for themselves, not for the competition, but for themselves to actually leverage this and do it the right way and push the agenda and grow as a result of it. Like, and that's what they did. And it's turned out really well.
Sean, that's fantastic to hear. And if I can ask a quick follow-up question to that, it's amazing to be able to hear about the growth of these incredible programs and what's taken place since then. Can I ask you, in terms of being a graduate of the accelerated program, are there any additional programs, follow-ups, anything that's going to happen post the accelerator incubator that these programs can expect once they go in? Maybe they're not a finalist and they get on stage. We'll talk about that in a moment. But what happens after the program's over? What happens post graduation of the program? Talk about what's going to be expected from there, what they can expect.
So here's the deal. For people that get into the program, as I mentioned, they're getting all this education on how to do things, right? How to improve their business. The things they should expect from the program, even if they're not a finalist, and actually you asked about it, success stories, and I talked about just the finalists. The reality is, in the last several years also, we've had four companies that have received funding that weren't finalists. They had investors come in that saw them in action. We've had three companies acquired. Only one was one of the finalists over the last 2 years. Okay, so these are all success stories, but the thing is, post graduation of this program, they will learn better how to navigate the community. They will learn how to grow and look for the right places with their demographic is of MSPs, because one big thing is people struggle with is knowing who their audience really should be. Is my solution for a one person shop or a 100 person shop, right? It's simple as that. Not to say it's that clean cut flair, we know that, but the fact of the matter is you don't always know until you actually know, right? And so at least they understand that. And that way, that helps them, that allows them also to understand where they should invest for growth. It allows them to know that we should be at this conference or that conference, or we should be paying for digital marketing or pay-per-click campaigns or what, because how many businesses go out of business because they invested in all the wrong places? It doesn't make sense to be in a, to sell a software and go to a plumber's convention, right? It doesn't make sense to try to sell circuit boards and you go to a software convention. It doesn't make sense. So they learn all this from this. They also, the relationships and the network that they build within during the program, they start again back to the Jay McBain's of the world or whoever it may be. You know who these people are. So now they know you. So now you actually have a familiar face. And if they know who you are and you build a relationship, this is a very large industry, but a very small community involved in it of people that are the connectors. And if you know them, they're going to connect you to the people that you need to know. It's very simple as, "Hey, you know what? I met David and Danny. They're real good people. They do X, Y, and Z. Have you checked them out yet?" if you never had a chance to meet me, how could I ever say that about you? We never had a chance to grow a relationship. How would I know all the specifics about you guys to tell anybody else? So post-graduation, you've learned a great deal of things, met a great deal of people to actually become activated in the industry better, you know, and to execute on these you never had a chance to do. So, and you'll see this, you can see, if you look over at the ConnectWise marketplace, you can see these vendors in there and you can see them staying there for years. So there is physical digital proof of them not going anywhere.
This is Danny. And one of the things I would tell you is that to go through the rigorous training program, have your product listed in their marketplace, that's two thumbs up right there. And the reason why that's two thumbs up is because it's a well-known brand. A lot of MSPs know about it. A lot of your customers, when they want to purchase, guess what? You already have an established marketplace that works. It's vetted out. And now you're getting your product going. Number two, when we think about going through this program, you're going to have three people that's going to be finalists. And last year, David, of course, being a public speaking coach and provides the public speaking training within our organization. I'm a sales coach and I provide the sales training in our organization. And we work primarily with MSPs. One of the great things about being there at the finals and seeing these three finalists get on stage, it is a blessing to see them smile, to see them go through the hard work, to see them congratulated, and to see them amongst their peers, but also to get pictures and a cash prize. So Sean, real quick, the three finalists. We know, yes, it is an investment of your time to go through the program, but you want to be one of the three. Tell us why being one of the three is such a great idea.
Oh my Lord. So, you know, here's the thing is, I feel like most entrepreneurs are competitive by nature, right? You know, if you're not competitive by nature, you're probably not an entrepreneur. You can't help yourself because you want to, you start your own business because you want to beat the system of the day-to-day grind you were put into it when you were in high school and college and whatever, right? And you're breaking the norms. And that's a fact. It's a known fact that entrepreneurs do is because they want to have freedom, dictate their own pay, dictate their own cultures. They want to have that. So they're already trying to beat what the status norm has been always, right? That's one. Then comes the next level of competition in your brain, which is, oh, I built this. Now I gotta start going after the market and crush the market. Oh, and there's a competitor. I gotta beat them too, right? So you, again, entrepreneurs, we all think this way. And no matter, even if we say we do, or we don't admit we do. It doesn't matter. I never started a business or got involved in business that I didn't want to be the best at. I didn't want to kick everybody's ass. Facts. Still to this day, even the pitch of competition, I want anything I see when somebody does it likewise, I have to go above and beyond and beat them. I want to smother them. That's how it works, right? Period. So if you're this person, which chances are, if you have a startup, you are that person, and you want the like-minded people to be involved, that's why you need to be here, right? Second, you want to win because you're an entrepreneur and you're in a competition and you want to be the best on stage. I have people, we allow these startups to apply twice. They can be part of the program. They can apply as many times as they want, but they can only be accepted in the program twice as the same entity, unless they're a finalist and then they're done. It's one and done. I have many repeats from each year that have come back for the second time that literally said, I just had a conversation yesterday and in the hotel lobby bar with one of the vendors that was in last year that applied. And he said, I need to come back because we need to win this because I can't not win this at this point. And I have to say why. Well, one, we'd love to have $70,000, of course, or even $30,000. And oh, by the way, we do give them free booth space at IT Nation Connect as well for the three finalists. So that's another $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000, whatever it is at this point. But it's about bragging rights as well. For you to get on, first off, it takes to start a company is scary. It takes a lot of confidence in doing it and a little bit of ignorance too, right? Maybe a lot of ignorance. To get on stage and talk about things is another level of it, right? It's a whole different one, right? I mean, I don't care how well you know your product, you go on stage, you're different, right? You're almost like I remember first time I got on stage, I sounded like Forrest Gump. So I mean, I know. So for them to be able to not only grow their business, but to be able to talk about it, it's like talk about your children. You know, and so they want that. And so they want to be part of it to win the money, to get the recognition, to have the bragging rights, to get the exposure. If you look at last year's winner thread, they crushed at our conference. Also, the finalists and the winner is announced during the keynote at IT Nation Connect. So you're talking 6,000 people in the audience watching, and you have the keynote, the main keynote taking place on night one, and your company is on that screen, immediately people want to know who you are. It's just like a Super Bowl ad.
Yep.
It's a fact. So that's why. And if you don't want that, then again, don't be in the competition. Don't apply. You're wasting your time. You're wasting my time. And I don't like that.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Attention industry movers, shakers, and followers of technology. The Pitch It Accelerator program by ConnectWise is now in its sixth year. This annual competition scours the globe for innovative startup solutions designed specifically for the IT channel. Imagine integrating cutting-edge tools that streamline your workflow, enhance security, or revolutionize the way you serve your clients. Pitch It doesn't just find these solutions, it cultivates them. To help these vendors, their 16-week program, they bring in industry experts covering topics like sales, marketing, branding, messaging, product security, and more. To learn about the accelerated program and become a participant, go to connectwise.com/theITNation/pitchIT. Don't miss out, because this can be a life-changing program, with the winner getting a $70,000 grant. You could also become one of three finalists, where you will be able to pitch your program, your solution set, before IT Nation Connect. Go online now and apply. You have until April 30th to become a part of this program. Once you receive that email back from completing the online form, you're going to be asked to complete a more detailed form. Once that's done, you'll be in for a chance to be a part of the program. We look forward to seeing you guys all there. Good luck, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Twins Talk It Up podcast. As a special thank you, we have an amazing offer for our listeners. 20% off products or services on our website. Just send us an email with the subject line podcast, and we will send you that special discount code at dsbleadershipgroup.com. And now, let's get back to the episode. Welcome back to Twins Talk It Up podcast. So, Dan, when you think about the biggest conference for MSPs throughout the year,
yeah, the Super Bowl,
have your name mentioned on stage, as Sean said, it is definitely like a Super Bowl ad. This is when you get the biggest brand, the biggest announcement opportunity as possible, and you're going to get everyone calling you. Hey, what do you do, and how can I partner with you? And what I'm excited about is that by being in this competition, you have an opportunity to do something that you have never done before. And number two, you have an opportunity to grow your brand without investing any marketing dollars, just your sweat and equity, right? Your time, investing in the program. We're really excited about that. So I want to encourage everybody, and Jay McBain, come on, we're a podcast here for MSPs. We got to be listed in your annual awards, okay, for a top podcast for MSPs. But when we think about Sean and his job as an evangelist for the community, it's helping MSPs and vendors have the best relationship possible, because at the end of the day, it's about helping the clients with their security and with their IT. And so we want to encourage you. Look, it's not just for MSPs to show up, to look and attend the finals for the pitch competition. We want everyone to be there. Yeah. We want the room to be so packed like last year. It was standing room only, which we're so excited about. Dave and I were so excited to interview all three finalists and to interview Thread to be on a podcast. And man, it does help when you're all wearing the same jumpsuit and you all look like they're a fighter pilot. That is amazing. So look, if you want to join and you want to be part of this competition, you have to apply by April 30th. And the way you're going to apply is you got to go to connectwise.com/ITNation/pitch it. Remember, go online, apply. And we want you to apply. We're going to encourage you to apply. If you have an innovative product and we know that you're an amazing leader, we want you to be involved in the 16-week program to support the growth of your business, to help your business get focused, to help your business be able to hopefully become one of the three finalists, to get a cash prize, and to get that quick Super Bowl ad right there so that the leadership team can announce who you are. And then, of course,
At the end of the day, besides the cash prize, besides getting that quick Super Bowl commercial, you get to be interviewed by yours truly, David Soup Brown and Danny Soup Brown, on our podcast to also help uplift your brand. So if you pass up on this, you're going to lose out on multiple branding opportunities. And right now, branding is key to help you grow your innovative product to the next level. So join this program. Make the rest of 2024 the best year ever for your business. Sean, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Twins Talk It Up podcast. Please subscribe and follow us on Instagram at DSB Leadership and visit us online at dsbleadershipgroup.com to learn more about our workshops and trainings. We will see you on the next episode of the Twins Talk It Up podcast.